Let's start today with a scenario that might sound pretty familiar to a lot of you. Imagine it's just an ordinary day. You wake up, do your usual morning stuff, and then jump right into the day's to-do lists. But as the day goes on, there's this heavy feeling that starts to settle in, like something important is missing. It's as if you're just going through the motions. Everything around you feels less vibrant, and the noises around you are a bit muted. Ever been there? And no matter how many cups of coffee you drink or how much you try to lose yourself in distractions, that gap doesn't get any smaller. Like, even though on the surface it looks like you've got it all figured out, everything's fine on the outside. Yet inside there's this void that no amount of usual distractions can fill. You're searching for something more, something to make it all feel real again.
Hey there, go-getters. Welcome to the Self-Care and Hustle Journey. Meet your host, Nestle. Here, she pairs your ambitions with well-being for a life in harmony. Forget the all work, no play mantra. We're about that real work-life rhythm that sings to the tune of your personal beat. Ready for insights that will transform your daily hustle? Well, you're in the right place. This podcast brings you real stories, straightforward tips, and the tools for balance. We're not just dreaming big, we're living well. Join her in redefining success, where your hustle hugs health. It's time to feel good, do good, and strike that perfect harmony. This journey is all about making the good life your everyday life. Are you ready? Settle in and let's dive into this episode.
Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to our deep dive into everything self-care, especially when it comes to growing as individuals. Today, we're getting into something super important to me, and honestly, it's at the core of living a life that feels complete and genuine, the power of letting out our inner thoughts and feelings for better mental and emotional health. It's a big deal and can change the way you see life. If you're ready to explore, learn, and connect in ways like never before, make sure you're subscribed. We're going deeper, exploring how making self-expression a regular part of our lives can transform us. It's big, really big. This isn't just about feeling a bit better at the moment. It's about the profound shifts it can trigger in our emotional and mental well-being. In this episode, we're not just talking about how crucial it is to express ourselves for our mental health, but also how making it a part of our everyday life can change who we are. It impacts everything from how we feel emotionally to the deep effects it has on our mental state. Think of self-expression as this powerful tool that can help us navigate through our feelings, sort through the clutter in our minds, and even discover parts of ourselves we didn't know existed. It's about being honest and real with ourselves, whether that's through writing, art, music, or just dancing like nobody's watching in your living room, doing your TikTok dances, your Instagram reels, and the list goes on. This kind of genuine self-expression can peel layers off our souls and reveal new strengths and vulnerabilities, shaping us into more nuanced and emotionally resilient individuals. So get cozy, grab a drink that you love. Maybe it's a smoothie, a cup of tea or something with a bit of a kick, and let's dive into this together. We're on a journey to uncover how letting our true selves show can not only change the way we deal with our feelings, but can fundamentally alter who we are for the better. Self-expression is like speaking the language of your soul, creating a link between how you feel inside and what you show to the world. It's essentially about translating the deepest parts of yourself into something tangible that the world can see. It's like using your inner feelings as a compass to navigate how you present yourself outwardly. And we're not just talking about creating art or crafting something from scratch. It's not just about creating something new. It's about the broader picture of how you take care of your inner well-being. Every time you express yourself, whether through painting, writing, singing, or even the way you dress, you're not just throwing your thoughts and feelings out there. You're engaging in a deeply personal process that can significantly contribute to healing your mind. When you express yourself, you're doing more than just sharing your thoughts or emotions. You're taking part in something that can help heal you mentally. And there's a ton of research and experts in mental health who agree. Think about all the different ways we can show who we are through painting, writing, dancing, or even just picking out what to wear in the morning. Each one of these actions is like saying, "This is me," to the world. It's a way to celebrate our individuality, face our challenges, and share our happiness. Imagine self-expression as a form of self-therapy. It's a way to deal with the clutter inside your head, to make sense of your emotions, and to confront what's bothering you. By expressing yourself, you give your feelings a shape, a color, and a voice that can be understood not just by others, but also by you. And it's not just a few people saying this. There's a heap of scientific studies and mental health professionals who back up how vital self-expression is for our mental health. They found that it can lead to real, measurable improvements in how we feel day to day, helping to ease anxiety, lift depression, and boost our overall mood. In essence, self-expression isn't an optional extra in the game of life. It's as crucial as eating well or staying active for our mental and emotional health. It's about finding your unique voice and the courage to let it out, showing the world, and reminding yourself who you are at your core. So, when we talk about expressing ourselves, remember, it's a powerful step toward healing, understanding ourselves better, and ultimately, leading a happier, more fulfilled life. You probably may now have an answer to how you're going to better use your social media. So, why is expressing ourselves so important to taking care of our mental and emotional health? Well, at our core, we're all about feelings. Basically, at the heart of it all, we're beings driven by emotions. It's essential to release these emotions, to have them acknowledged by ourselves and maybe others. We need to let these emotions out to be seen and heard. If we keep pushing down our feelings or ignore what our gut is telling us, we're just setting ourselves up for a lot of stress and anxiety, and it can even lead to feeling down. Think about it like this: holding in emotions is like shaking a soda can. The more you shake or the more you suppress those feelings, the more pressure builds. And what happens when you finally pop it open? Yeah, it explodes. That's kind of what happens with us too. If we keep pushing our emotions down, pretending they're not there, or just ignoring the signals our bodies and minds are sending us, eventually we're going to pop in some way. This could look like a meltdown over something minor, or finding ourselves feeling inexplicably sad or anxious. Expressing ourselves, on the other hand, is how we let some of that pressure out safely. It's how we acknowledge, hey, I'm feeling something strong here, and it's okay to feel this way. It's giving yourself permission to be human, to experience the full range of emotions that come with it. And when we do express ourselves, whether it's through talking to someone, getting lost in the music, hitting a punching bag, or painting our feelings, we're taking steps to manage our stress and anxiety, making sure they don't get the best of us. So expressing ourselves isn't just about being artsy or having an outlet. It's about mental hygiene, keeping our minds clear and our emotions in check so that we don't get overwhelmed. It's about listening to what's going on inside us and dealing with it in a healthy, constructive way. This is key to not just surviving, but thriving in our daily lives, making sure we're not just functional, but also genuinely happy and at peace with ourselves. Let's talk about journaling, for instance. It's a simple way to express yourself, but it can help you feel better mentally. Research has found that writing down your thoughts regularly can seriously lower feelings of sadness or anxiety. It gives you a private space to deal with your thoughts and feelings, celebrate the good stuff, and learn from everything you go through. Now, here's a personal story to put this into perspective. There was a point in my life when I felt trapped, just going through the motions and doing what everyone expected me to do. To anyone looking in from the outside, I probably seemed like I had everything figured out. But on the inside, there was just this vast emptiness. Everything began to shift, though, the moment I picked up a pen and started to spill my thoughts and emotions onto the pages in front of me, pouring out the mess of thoughts and emotions that were tangled up inside me onto paper. Writing became a powerful tool for me, a real turning point. It was as if, through the act of writing, I could decode my feelings and understand the deep-seated reasons behind them. It was through writing that I found a way to understand myself and start healing from within. Through writing, I began to untangle the knots of my emotions, to dig into why I felt what I felt. I do this every time I have so many thoughts going on all at once, and every time I do this, it was like having a conversation with the deepest, most hidden parts of myself, parts I had ignored or silenced because they didn't fit into the narrative I thought I had to live by. Writing gave those silent parts a voice, a way to say, hey, I'm here. And I matter. It allowed me to confront what was going on inside me, to face the emptiness and start filling it with something genuine, something real. I write too long, actually. I just let the thoughts flow by without making any changes. I just write it all out. After I'm done writing, it makes me feel relief. This journey wasn't quick or easy. It was about more than just finding the right words. It was about listening to myself, perhaps for the first time. It was about acknowledging that I wasn't just a character playing a part in someone else's story, but that I had my own story to tell. Writing became my path to understanding myself, to healing the parts of me I'd neglected or wounded. It's how I began to free myself from feeling trapped in a life that wasn't truly mine and started moving towards a sense of self that felt authentic and healed. Through this process, I discovered that healing and self-discovery are deeply personal, ongoing journeys, and writing is a powerful companion along the way. Remember the last time you did something just because it made you happy? Think back to a moment when you were doing something purely for the joy of it. Maybe you were sketching out random ideas on a piece of paper or belting out your favorite tunes in a room where no one else could hear or judge you. These moments where you're lost in something that makes you genuinely happy aren't just about having a good time or taking a break from the routine. These aren't just fun activities to pass the time. They're essential for keeping your mental health in check. They're crucial for looking after your mental well-being. When you engage in activities that light you up inside, you're doing much more than just entertaining yourself. You're giving your brain a much-needed breather, a chance to reset from the constant barrage of tasks, notifications, and responsibilities that define our daily lives. It's like pressing the pause button on the endless stream of thoughts and worries that usually occupy your mind, allowing you to just be in the moment. These activities, whether it's drawing, singing, dancing, or anything else that feels like a release, are vital for maintaining a healthy balance in your life. They're a form of self-care, a way to nurture your mental and emotional well-being. Engaging in things that make you happy helps to lower stress, boosts your mood, and can even improve your overall outlook on life. It's about connecting with yourself on a deeper level, recognizing what brings you joy, and making a conscious effort to include more of that in your life. So, the next time you find yourself lost in a hobby or a passion, know that you're doing something important for your mental health. By allowing yourself these moments of pure happiness, you're building a stronger, more resilient you, capable of handling whatever life throws your way. Then there's dancing. It's not just about moving to the music. It's a way to let out your emotions through your body. This kind of physical expression can be super therapeutic, helping you to connect with yourself on a deeper level. That's probably why dance therapy is a thing, because moving your body to the rhythm can be a powerful way to heal emotionally and discover more about yourself. It's far more than just grooving to beats. It's a dynamic way to express what you're feeling without saying a word. Imagine every movement, every step, not just as a dance move, but as a language your body speaks, releasing emotions stored deep inside. This form of physical expression is incredibly healing. It's like your body is taking all those tangled emotions and thoughts and working them out on the dance floor. That's the magic behind why dance therapy exists. It taps into the idea that moving in tune with music can have profound emotional benefits. Dancing allows you to connect with parts of yourself that might be hard to reach otherwise. When you're caught up in the rhythm, lost in the flow of movement, there's a kind of conversation that starts between your mind and body. This isn't just about fitness or fun, though it's both. It's about using dance as a tool to explore and understand your inner world. Think about the last time you let loose and danced like nobody was watching. There's a freedom and release in those moments that's hard to find anywhere else. It's because in those moments, you're not just moving, you're letting your guard down, allowing yourself to feel and express whatever's been bottled up inside, joy, sadness, frustration, or excitement. This connection, the one between movement and emotion, is what makes dance such a powerful avenue for healing and self-discovery. It's not just about the physical act of dancing, but about the emotional journey it takes you on. By engaging in dance, whether as part of a therapy session or just in your living room, you're giving yourself a unique opportunity to heal emotionally and learn more about who you are. Dance becomes a pathway to uncovering deeper truths about yourself, offering a blend of emotional release, self-expression, and personal insight that's difficult to replicate through other means. So it's not just people saying how great self-expression is for self-care. There's solid science backing this up too. Loads of studies have shown just how beneficial it can be. Plus, letting your creativity flow isn't just about letting off steam or making something cool. It's linked to some pretty awesome improvements in how your brain functions, how much you value yourself, and how strongly you connect with who you are. By expressing yourself, you're not just throwing out thoughts and feelings into the void. You're taking part in a process that helps you grow. It builds your ability to bounce back from tough times and helps you get to know your emotions and life experiences on a deeper level. So, how do we fit self-expression into our self-care habits? What's awesome about it is how flexible and varied it can be. It's all about discovering what clicks with you, what makes you feel alive, and what connects you to the real you. Whether you're into art, music, writing, or any other way of expressing yourself creatively, the goal is to weave it into your daily life. Treat it like any other part of your self-care routine, dedicating specific time to it. Unlocking your creative side does way more than just help you chill out or create something awesome to show off. It's deeply connected to some serious upgrades in how your brain ticks, how you see yourself, and how in tune you are with your true self. When you let that creativity out, it's not like you're just tossing your thoughts and feelings into some bottomless pit. Nah, you're diving into a growth process, one that's all about evolving into a stronger version of yourself. Engaging in creative activities, be it painting, writing, making music, or any other form of self-expression, acts like a workout for your brain. It stimulates new connections between brain cells, boosts problem-solving skills, and even enhances your ability to handle complex situations. It's like each time you create, you're giving your brain a new set of tools to work with. But it's not just about getting smarter or more skilled. Creativity has a huge impact on self-esteem and self-worth. Every time you create something, you're sending yourself a message: what I think and feel matters. It's a powerful affirmation that can lift you, making you value yourself more. This boost in self-esteem comes from recognizing your ability to produce something unique, something that's a direct reflection of your individuality. And here's where it gets really interesting. By expressing yourself, you're forging a deeper connection with your emotions and experiences. It's one thing to go through life experiencing all its highs and lows. It's another to process those experiences, to sit with your emotions, understand them, and express them in a way that's meaningful to you. This kind of emotional exploration and expression is crucial for personal growth. It enhances your emotional intelligence, making you more aware of your feelings, why you feel them, and how to communicate them effectively. Moreover, creativity and self-expression are essential for resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks or difficult periods in life. By understanding and expressing your emotions through creative outlets, you're essentially practicing emotional agility. You become better at navigating life's ups and downs, not because you avoid feeling the hard stuff, but because you've learned how to process and express those feelings in a way that's healthy and constructive. So when you express yourself creatively, you're not just making art, you're making yourself stronger, wiser, and more deeply connected to who you truly are. And here's the thing. Self-expression isn't about nailing it perfectly or creating some kind of masterpiece that'll go down in history. It's really about the journey, about allowing your feelings to come out in whatever way feels natural to you. It's way more about the ride, about letting what you feel inside flow out in a way that's real for you. It's not about impressing anyone or living up to some external standard. It's about being authentic, showing up as the truest version of yourself, and honoring your own emotions and experiences. Think of it like this. When you express yourself, it's not a competition. There's no scorecard. Whether you're scribbling in a journal, strumming on a guitar, or just talking about what's on your mind, it's all valid. It's about giving space to your thoughts and feelings, not bottling them up because they don't seem good enough or because you're worried about how they'll be received. It's about acknowledging that your emotions, your thoughts, and your stories are worth sharing, simply because they're yours. It's about staying true to who you are and respecting your own emotions and life stories. This journey of self-expression is deeply personal. It's about finding your voice in a world that's often way too noisy. And that voice, it doesn't have to be loud, polished, or profound by anyone else's standards. It just needs to be yours. Respecting your own emotions and experiences means giving them the space to breathe, to exist without judgment, and to be expressed in ways that resonate with you. By embracing self-expression in this way, you're not just throwing stuff out there. You're engaging in a process of self-discovery and self-acceptance. You're learning more about who you are, what you feel, and how you see the world. And in doing so, you're building a stronger connection with yourself. You're acknowledging that your feelings are valid, your experiences are valuable, and your perspective is unique. And that's powerful. So remember, self-expression is all about the journey, your journey. It's about being real, being honest, and most importantly, being you. It's about allowing yourself to explore and express your emotions and experiences in ways that feel right without the pressure of perfectionism or the shadow of judgment. That's where the real magic of self-expression lies, in its ability to help us stay true to ourselves and grow in authenticity and self-understanding. As we're closing out today, I'm here to encourage you to explore every avenue of self-expression, to unearth and amplify your unique voice, and to share it confidently with the world. When we do this, we're not only elevating ourselves, but also unlocking a more vibrant, colorful world around us. Massive thanks for joining me today. If you found a spark of inspiration or insight in our conversation, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and share this podcast with someone who might be searching for this kind of energy in their lives. It's a core part of looking after yourself and growing as a person, a path that leads us to live more genuinely and completely. I'm urging you to dive into all the ways you can express yourself, discover that voice that's uniquely yours, and let it out loud and proud. Doing this doesn't just uplift us, it cracks open a richer world. Let's keep on this journey of expressing ourselves, finding in it a life that's more deeply satisfying. Until we cross paths again, keep shining your light to the world, keep being true to who you are, and never stop taking care of that amazing soul you've got.
And just like that, we've reached the end of our time together today on Self-Care and Hustle Journey. Big thanks for joining Nestle. She's been honored to share this time with you. If today's conversation sparked something inside, hit that like and subscribe for more uplifting stories and tips. Your support means the world and helps spread this message of balanced living far and wide to more incredible listeners like you. Craving more? Don't forget to visit www.neslecream.co.uk for even more resources and tools that will help you craft the harmonious life you're dreaming of. Until next time, keep nurturing your health, embracing the hustle, and remember, the good life is not just a dream. It's your reality waiting to unfold. So take care and let's make it happen. We'll see you in the next episode.